Hank, what does the current system of expressway and bridge authorities look like? How many are there across Florida?
Florida has 9 expressway and bridge authorities, and they've been very effective over the last few years in installing infrastructure. On a combined basis, they've installed $12.8 billion worth of roads and bridges.
What's the thinking behind the current structure? What are the benefits that led lawmakers to put things together this way?
Well, the big benefit is to move the responsibility for building major roadways from the Florida Department of Transportation to these local authorities who then could expedite road building and finance that through tolls.
Why are lawmakers considering the changes now, and where are they in that process?
Over time, what's happened is expressway authorities have sort of proliferated on a county-level basis. And that's not really an optimal way to conduct this business. It really should be on a combined metropolitan area basis. And so the legislature now wants to combine these authorities, especially in Orange County, to combine Orange, Osceola, Seminole counties into one larger regional authority. There's also some move to do the same thing in South Florida. And by consolidation, these authorities could be more efficient. Certainly, they would save on administrative overhead, but they also would be more efficient on a financing basis, Nicole. And that's because they would be able to spread the risk of financing across many roadways instead of just one. If Osceola started up and they wanted to build a Poinciana Parkway, as good as that roadway segment might be, it would just be one segment. So it would be more risky than would a combined system that could benefit from the existing toll facilities that pay tolls in addition to an incremental Poinciana Parkway, for example, so that the interest rate would be lower and therefore there would be benefit to the public of having lower operations and lower debt service costs.
So more money in a bigger pot.
Yeah, more money in a bigger pot. Now, that doesn't mean tolls would go down, but what it means is there would be more tolled facilities, more roadways, which benefits everybody by reducing at least a little bit the congestion that would otherwise occur.
Are there some other benefits you can think of that would come from changing the current structure?
Well, the expressway authorities have been very professional in the conduct of building roadways, but there has been some ethical concerns about certain conflicts of interest, certainly in the Orlando-Orange County experience, and a significant amount of controversy in Miami about the ethical lapses of certain board members that have actually been removed from the authority in Miami. So there is some cleanup needed and some additional professionalism needed, and that can come in this consolidation effort.
In fact, there's a bill right now that would just consolidate Central Florida, is that correct? And then a competing bill that would consolidate the other expressway authorities and bridge authorities across the state?
Yes. There is a bill that passed the Senate to combine the Central Florida expressway authorities and to conduct some reform in South Florida, but not to combine those authorities. But from a broader policy perspective, it would make sense to combine Miami-Dade County and Broward County expressway authorities and bring that up to Palm Beach and make one regional system there as well.
What would the drawbacks be in this kind of restructuring? I understand that Osceola County, as you mentioned, they are in fact building a couple new roadways, or they're planning to, and they're concerned that they might get a little lost in a larger Central Florida expressway authority.
Yes, that's exactly the kinds of political trade-offs that could occur. Osceola County's priority would be to build its Poinciana Parkway, but that might not be the top priority of a combined system. So there would be some trade-off from local control. That's why these started at a county-by-county level, to provide that local control. So there is some trade-offs between local control and financial and administrative efficiency.
What's your viewpoint on this change? Do you think the best course of action would be to keep the authorities local or to consolidate them regionally?
I think it's best at this point in their development to consolidate some of them regionally. As the system's developed, as we have in Central Florida, a very well-developed toll road system, it makes sense to have a regional authority. But over in Polk County, they just have one piece of a toll road. And so they haven't developed yet to the stage that combining them would make sense. Over on the West Coast, the Hillsborough County Tampa facility can be combined for the other counties, and that would make a lot of sense in Tampa Bay. So I think right now a regional approach following the development of the initial authorities makes a lot of sense for us in Florida.